The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
The reality for a lot of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. Here's the good thing though. Around the country, there are so many cities with affordable investment properties, some even under 100,000, so there's a lot of opportunity out there. On September 20th, I'm starting a 4-week virtual intensive workshop that'll show you how to buy your first out-of-state property. So we're gonna go over everything from creatively financing that first property, how to build your team that you can trust, how to find and analyze properties, and how to find the right location, and so much more. You deserve to build wealth for your family. You deserve to invest in real estate. It's simply a matter of getting the right information. So I want to see you there. If you're interested, go to outofstatemoney.com/workshop or click the link in the description of this episode. I'll see you there.
Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue, closing day featuring Booker T. Washington from episode 171. This is a visionary behind 29 tiny homes in a micro community in what's known as the South Park Cottages. So in this feature, we're going to let Booker T. talk all about his vision and how it benefits the community at large. This is really, really dope. So without any further ado, episode 171, the Black Real Estate Dialogue, closing day feature. Let's go.
It's holistic, right? You're able to touch multiple aspects of somebody's life through real estate. So correct. I think the way that you thought it through is very impressive. And I mean, this is not only going to impact the generation who's living there, but those who live there, you know, the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years and the health of those folks as well and quality of life.
Correct. Quality of our neighborhoods should be a focus, not just the product we sell. In the world of development, we do oftentimes get caught up in the product and the sale and the transaction. Mm-hmm. We wanted to have a community that both had transactions because we are a for-profit business, but had a longevity of value because the longevity of value is where the legacy is and where the lineage of generational wealth being passed down from the many people that will own those homes over the years will have value. And you know, I take a big piece of responsibility in that because I developed it. I'm responsible in building its infrastructure. I'm responsible in its strategic plan. So this community will outlive me. And I want the lineage of that community to be that it was built with right purpose. It was built with passion. It was built with love.
Definitely, definitely. So how long did it take to sell out?
We actually sold out of all of our homes within 30 days of launching our pre-sale before we ever built a home. And that is a testament to where we are in the demand of this economy for people thirsty for home ownership. It is a testament to the viability of people's ability to purchase a home. Because if you allow the narrative to sit out there that minorities, one, don't have the mechanism to have credit, they don't have cash, they don't have the ability to buy their homes, we kind of crush that by developing in a developing street in an urban neighborhood where no one wanted to develop, and sold out of a community where people saw a vision. And that's the first time that I think in a long time that people were able to attach themselves to something visually because they were so thirsty for something innovative.
Wow, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. So, I mean, I have to ask, I'm sure there's more on the way.
Absolutely. The plan is to grow and the plan is to scale. Techie Homes and my organization, the plan is to literally provide accessible and affordable home solutions in urban neighborhoods within our micro home build concept. We think that it's an absolute need. We think that it's an absolute demand. We think that there is an availability for people to have accessibility based upon home size. Of course, a micro home may not fit every home size, but in every level of affordability, whether you are a one person, two person, or three person household, you may find living in 600 or 700 square feet as the ideal path versus paying the average rent in an urban area, which is oftentimes two times more than what you would pay for a mortgage. Wow. And so our plans are to grow, and our next community will be in Union City, Georgia, which is located right inside of the greater Atlanta area as well, adjacent to multiple movie studios and adjacent to, again, a high level of rental community. And so our goals are to target those communities specifically and provide a home ownership option.
Definitely. Love mm-hmm. it. Love it. So what's the average price of your homes versus the average price in Atlanta?
Our home prices average between $180,000 and $230,000. The average home price in Greater Atlanta is $470,000. The average medium home price is well over $500,000. These prices at $180,000 to $230,000 are the new starter home and the new affordable range for new construction in urban neighborhoods. We're talking about where people that live in dense populated affordable housing projects can begin to find a level of home affordability where they work and where they live without being gentrified out of their area. So we like to call it in some ways reverse gentrification. I can provide you a home product and an innovative product where you live, where you pay rent, and have you pay the same price for it and not have to move you out. And that is something that I think is purposeful about what we're doing with Techie Homes and why we can plan to continue to grow.
Definitely, definitely. Mm-hmm. So as far as the buyers, is there a certain, what's the process? Like, is there a certain income limit to buy the property? How does that part work?
Well, for our buyers, they follow the standard process for any mortgage. Mm-hmm. But one thing we do is make it fair. Yeah. We don't raise the price. It is first come, first serve for the demand. So if you want it, you can get it. There's tons of grant options, as well as me personally from my organization providing down payment assistance. In South Park Cottages, we provided over $180,000 in first-time home buyer credits so that these homeowners, when they move in and if they pay their deposits, they get those deposits back and get able to move into a home where it was low cost to them personally. And so that's our goals. And in this type of development, we can do both. I tell people I can do good by doing well and or do well by doing good, rather. And that means is I'm going to have a mission. That mission is going to be a purposeful goal. We are still going to do it for profit, but I can do both. I don't have to galvanize or you know, gouge people in home prices just because it's a hot real estate market in order to achieve our mission. We can absolutely do both and bring quality and value long term for these home buyers. And that's the reason why our price points are where they are. And that's the reason why our quality of our projects are where they are.
Definitely, definitely. Is this a model that you think can be replicated in urban areas across the country?
Absolutely. I think this new level of home build and product has an absolute definite lane in every major metro area within the United States. If you think about Charlotte, Raleigh, Miami, Chicago, New York, of course, Newark and New Jersey, L.A., Texas, Houston, if you think about all of these areas that happen to have very populous populations and dense populations, we continue to try to build up and build in an attached format, which I think decentralizes community. When you decentralize community, you actually contribute to crime. You actually contribute to transient behavior because you've detached the fabric for which we all naturally yearn for, which is human connection, right? Mm-hmm. If you think about home building is just an extension of human behavior. We all yearn for attachment. We all yearn to share. We all yearn to love. We all yearn to have pride in what we have as an asset or what we purchase. But in attached living, we actually decentralize and break down that actual fabric. So these micro communities inside of metro areas with infield lots is a great option. I'm not saying it's the only option, but it is a great option in a way to provide home ownership in urban markets.
Absolutely. Yeah. So when the last home was built, everything was done and you just looked out and saw it.
Like, yeah.
Talk to me about what that felt like.
In some ways, it was a sense of validation. And actually, it gave me a sense of gratitude for my mom, My mom this year would have passed away 12 years ago.
Sorry.
And, but it was the strength of her as a single mother, and it's the strength that she provided to us as a kid, is that, hey, I may not be able to give you all the tools, but the one thing I can give you is dedication and hard work and faith. And if you keep faith to God, and even though you feel like you're down and out and bank accounts on zero or whatever is happening, he's going to reward your faith and continue to refill that cup over and over and over again in order for you to achieve the dreams. But she also always mentioned that he only bestowed favor to those he think that could carry the load. And I feel a great sense of gratitude that, God provided me a vision that I executed. I wouldn't say that it is uniquely my dream. I think it is God's vision that he provided to me to borrow. And I just execute it at a level that I think he continues to fill the cup in order for me to execute the dream. And that's how South Park Cottages was birthed. So it just gives me a sense of validation and gratitude for my mom and those things that we've had to put forth to gain what we have. And I just feel so excited for the residents that are going to be moving in soon to that community. And I feel so excited for the community as a whole, College Park and where its location is, because they will all benefit from what we did here and what we will continue to do in the future.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.